Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. A veteran shooter is joining the Fighting Irish for Micah Shrewsbury's second season. Princeton guard Matt Alaco announced on social media that he'll join Notre Dame next season as a graduate transfer. Alaco, a two-year starter, averaged 12.7 points, 2.9 rebounds, and 3.3 assists for Princeton during his senior season. Arizona transfer Umar Ballo, the number one player in the transfer portal, committed to the Indiana Hoosiers on Tuesday. A 7-foot center from Mali, he's a two-time first-team All-Pac-12 selection and earned All-Defensive Team honors this past season. A new NCAA transfer rule will allow all undergraduate athletes to transfer and play immediately if they meet specific academic requirements. The rule will provide immediate eligibility to any athletes who have transferred during the 2023-24 academic year, including the football players who entered the transfer portal on Tuesday and during this window, as long as they're academically eligible and meeting progress towards degree requirements at their new school. The legislation will not limit the number of times an athlete can transfer, and there are still two transfer windows, but they can't transfer mid-year and play for a second school in the same season.
Top of the arc against Hunter. Pushed to White. Thought about it now. Deep wing left three. Ripped it! Wow, that is a long-range bomb by Kobe White.
Audio from ESPN Radio. Kobe White scored a career-high 42 points, and the Chicago Bulls advanced in the play-in tournament, knocking out the Atlanta Hawks with a 131-116 victory. Chicago visits Miami on Friday for a shot at the number 8 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs and a first-round matchup with Boston. The Heat lost 105-104 to Philadelphia on Wednesday. The Sixers clinch the 7 seed in the East and will face the East 2 seed, the New York Knicks. Here's Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey on playing the Knicks.
They're an extremely grimy team. Like they play hard, they're physical, they're tough, and that's their identity. So for us to go in there and try to get W's and try to win this series, we have to match that. And not just match it, but we have to overcome that and be better than that and be extremely physical as well. So they kicked our tail in the regular season, so it's time to go in there and fight.
Jonte Porter has been banned by the NBA. An investigation into the Toronto Raptors power forward found that he had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in at least one game while playing for Toronto, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. In a statement announcing the ban, the NBA said that their investigation remains open and that they're sharing information with federal authorities.
Swing and a high fly ball drilled out towards right field. Going back is Grichik near the wall and it's gone. Bellinger parks it out by the pool, and the Cubs have a 3-2 advantage. A belly bomb here in the desert.
Audio from Marquee Sports Network. Cody Bellinger hit a go-ahead solo homer in the sixth inning. Hayden Wesneski threw four innings of scoreless relief, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-3. The Cubs took 2 of 3 in the hard-fought series, which included 2 extra-inning games. Wesneski earned the win in his first game of the season, just hours after being called up from AAA Iowa. The right-hander saved a tired bullpen, giving up just one hit while striking out two.
Gavin Sheets unloads down the right field line, off the pole! A solo home run for Gavin Sheets.
Audio from NBC Sports Chicago. Gavin Sheets homered, Eric Fetty pitched scoreless ball into the sixth, and the struggling White Sox edged the Kansas City Royals 2-1 on Wednesday for a doubleheader split that ended a six-game slide. Kansas City won the first game 4-2 after Salvador Perez put the Royals ahead with a two-run homer in the eighth. Josh Smith's pinch-hit double in the top of the ninth drove home the winning run, and the Texas Rangers beat the error-prone Detroit Tigers 5-4. Detroit committed 3 errors on the day, which led to 2 unearned runs. The South Bend Cubs continued their early season struggles as they lost to Beloit 19-4 yesterday afternoon. The two teams will play the first night game of the series tonight. First pitch is at 7:35. You can hear the game starting at 7:15 here on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Talking with the Foul Territory podcast, MLB insider Ken Rosenthal was asked about baseball's continuing Angel Hernandez problem. A series of bad ball and strike calls behind the plate from this past weekend put yet another spotlight on his reported long and rich history of questionable calls on the field. when asked if there was a line in the sand where Major League Baseball would finally be forced to step in and say something, Rosenthal said he didn't know the answer to that question, but, quote, there has to be a line with the umpires that enough is enough, unquote.
There has to be a line, right? There has to be a line where you tell the umpires union, enough is enough, we cannot stand this anymore. I would think there's enough evidence here. We've all seen it over the years to think that Angel Hernandez probably doesn't belong in this group anymore.
Rosenthal seems to believe that a breaking point with the league is near, but he also says that the other umpires in the league like him, so we'll only know when something actually happens to address what appears to be an obvious problem.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today. We'll see a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, but most of the rain will fall tonight. Today's high at 63. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.